Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Get up, get up, get up, it's the Get Up Show.
We're here, what's going on? It's the Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast. We think it's number 237.
There's no telling.
That really means a lot to people's lives. We better get that number right because,
it's
you know.
It's important. Look.
That's as important as your damn
238.
Strawberry taxidermy. How do you taxidermy a strawberry anyway?
No, it's what the lady says. And so what they do is it's taxidermied animals, and it starts out with one that's really legit. And it's like,
pretty.
Oh, look, a strawberry.
Okay.
And then the next one looks a little janky, and it's like, hey, look, a strawberry. And then the third one is like a little even worser, and it's like, hey, look, a strawberry. And then the last one is real bad. It's like,
give it up for Maddie, everybody. That was the best.
I do TikTok trends.
The best.
Amazing.
Welcome back to TikTok Theater. Ooh, we should make that a thing. No, write that down on your little pad. You're TikTok drawing
theater,
those things
TikTok
on TikTok theater. Write that down. I'll give you a second.
I was right at putting my phone away. TikTok.
Theater.
Theater.
Are you spelling it with the R-E or the E-R?
I go R-E always. I'm
oh,
a much fan.
God. See, Richie Rich over here, living over there near the mansion.
It's awful fancy.
Hey, we're the Get Up Show. It's Sean here. Charlie's here.
Hi.
Maddie's over there.
I am.
He bothered to join us. He left his mansion to come over here. He
lives- Hello, you pores.
He hates the pores.
Yeah.
If you Googled Julian Price House... And you look at that opulence, that giant super mansion.
It depends. The local mansion.
If it's post 2016, then yes, it looks glorious.
You'll find the current stuff. But it's so great to look at. It was a hoarder house at one time, full of cats and trash.
Well, a super rich lady lived there, and I don't know if her husband passed away or whatever, but she started kind of getting a little crazy and started hoarding. And
hoarding doesn't make you crazy.
Well, whatever. You don't want to be. She was worse than you.
She's crazy then.
You still count as a collector.
But she's also, the difference so far with his hoard is that he keeps it fairly organized and intact in the sense that the things aren't falling apart and corroding, but her stuff.
Nor are they covered in urine.
Well, that was the other
thing. You know
as far
of.
As we know, they're How not covered
you?
In cat poo.
How dare you? So, but the point is.
Yes.
Google the Julian Price House, and you'll get an idea where Maddie lives, because it's right down the street from Maddie's house.
That's not where I live.
Playing it off.
You live really close.
Yeah, playing it off.
And you walk through the neighborhood, and
No, I don't live in that neighborhood, you silly gooses.
He doesn't walk through the neighborhood.
That's Fisher Park. That's not where I live.
You live in...
I'm not saying that.
It is the same neighborhood. You're wrong.
It's not.
Oh, it's not. You're right, it's not.
It's nearby. Completely different.
It's... Blisher Park.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't nobody going to find you, honey. You don't have to worry about it.
It is true. I have parked the Simon truck in front of my house before. It's not like that's a...
yeah, dude.
But I'm not going to get my address out.
Why not?
Well, at least not until maybe next week when I have a yard sale.
Okay.
We didn't ask for your address. It's just what area of town do you live in? That's
Greensboro.
Seriously having a yard sale next week?
I'm
never going to get to any of this stuff.
Oh, gosh, I need to bring my stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you really? Or is it just your family?
This is just our crap.
Multi-family yard sale?
No.
Because, let's see, 2-3 weeks ago, somebody was having a pretty big yard sale, and two people rode up, one on a moped, one on a motorcycle, and one distracted while the other took all the money. So be on the lookout for these two on their two-wheel vehicles coming to take your yard sale money. They had made almost $300 at a yard sale. Just I think that's pretty good.
Do yard sales now, I mean, it's been a minute, but do people actually ever pay with like Venmo and stuff? Like,
hell probably. No.
Can
do
you
not
do
allow
the,
that.
Can you put a QR code out?
And, no. What's wrong with you?
Because I want to, you know.
No, I think you should.
No. Yard sales cash only.
I might sell some good stuff. I was thinking about selling one of my skeletons.
You're hurting my feelings on that.
I always hurt your feelings.
Right. Me too. He worked so hard.
Yeah.
That's why I did work
those
so hard.
Skeletons, and now he wants to sell
one. No, I got a brand new one, and so I'm keeping the tradition alive, and then I want to be able to pass that on to somebody else.
Okay, what did that thing cost you initially? What's the cost of a skeleton? $150?
No, they're $300.
$300
retail.
Okay. So what are you going to put on it at your yard sale and just write it right on the skeleton with a Sharpie, like right on the skull? With the boy, yeah.
His forehead.
Yeah, right, yeah. On his forehead.
Well, that's rude.
How
I
much
mean,
is
it's
it?
Real tall. Nobody's gonna see it up.
That's
there.
Right.
We'll I see. Mean, it's like I think I was thinking about like $200.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'll never stop laughing.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, not at your yard sale.
You got $200 on this skeleton.
No way.
I put it on marketplace then.
Will you take 20?
Yeah, that is true.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, serious.
It's a little scratched. I'll give you $5.
The best, biggest yard sale we ever did was up in D.C., and I sold like a million CDs and a million shirts, and I had my very first necktie that I ever owned that my grandma brought me back from Disney World, and it was like a metallic lime green tie with Mickey's all over
it.
And I think I had $5 on it, which looking back on it now, I wish I had it because it's worth money now.
Right.
Dude walks up to me with the tie folded over in such a way that you can't see the price tag, and he says this: would you take a dime for the tie?
A dime?
And I did.
You dummy.
I should go back.
Wait, but you were a child, correct?
No, this was in D.C. This was like
the other
day.
You're a child at heart, right?
Oh, man. In my mind, all these years, I'm slapping a little mustache off his face.
How did you not remember that you at least put a dollar on it?
I knew exactly what I put on it. And I saw him hiding the tag the way he had the thing folded. He was a pro, man.
See, this is what I don't like about yard sales, and that's why I told my wife. She's in charge of all price haggling. I can't do it. I don't like it.
There's also the fact that you cannot do a yard sale by yourself.
Right.
Because, as you mentioned, someone stole the cash box or whatever. You'll get people who are switching tags.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get people who just up and walk away with things.
Oh, how about this? At the same yard sale, a dude packed. I had some record company backpack. Wind Up Records backpack.
Neat.
And I think it was $5 maybe. He took that and packed it full of stuff and was going to steal it. But I had my friend Scott running security, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you got to have security.
Oh, and don't have them all hung over and wobbly and leaning. You know, don't have your security drink all night.
I think your security, that was your fault hiring that for security.
Oh, and the other good part that we did.
Hey, Bo, you got in that backpack, Bo.
Just hung over and just fighting it, just the sweats, man, and just fighting it, the yucky waters and everything. And we had put all this stuff on a table the night before, and we get there hung over, staggering, and go to take that out with the stuff stacked on it.
Yeah.
He was like, this is the dumbest I've ain't never seen anything so stupid in my life. Because just falling. So you guys have, Charlie, you not so much, but you're getting into it. Maddie, you've done this. Do you have trouble waking your kids up? Like, not so much school days, but you're on vacation, it's a family event, and it's time to get going, and the kids are all asleep.
Yeah.
You know, younger, yes. Older, just let them go. I mean,
younger, they got out of bed. These kids got. We did a family trip up to the shore the other day, and it amazes me the amount of screaming. I mean, top of the lungs screaming that they can sit through and not open their eyes and not react.
Oh yeah, all the noise. Just now that we have that horse dog and the other one, and they'll be chasing each other through the house. Things will be banging, whatever, and it's like the kid is in a coma.
Yeah,
they pretend. I think they pretend.
I think they pretend too because they don't want to get up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, we're going to do something fun. We're by the ocean and we're going to do fun things, and you will not get out of bed no matter how much we scream. And I even, at one point, Joe is the nephew. He's the youngest, and he's the worst for that. Like, I'll go in there and pull the blanket off of him to get it started, and
yeah,
it doesn't faze him. I've physically picked him up and taken him off the bed before, and sometimes I'll stand him up and he'll just, like, where he is, he'll fall and go back to sleep.
Oh, no, come kidding. On.
But this time, I had the very bottom of a bottle of water. We call those not mines when we're on a family trip because sitting everywhere.
Yeah.
That's not mine. So I took the bottom of a not mine and slung it on him from the base of the bed. He's on the top bunk. Huh. He sat up in that bed with the most shocked look on it. He could not believe anyone would dare to sprinkle him with water. It's like we've been screaming at him for 4 hours to get up. And he's like, oh, he was aghast is the word you would use.
How dare you?
Oh, it was such a how dare you. That was the look on his face was how dare you. And then my sister goes, did you throw water on him?
Yes. He's awake, isn't he?
But so much screaming in the morning. And then I got a little sensitive to it. I said later on, I was like, I don't like screaming. My sister said, I sure can't tell it. So I made a point the next day, no screaming. So I'm getting stuff going in the other part of the house, and I hear my sister in there. I'm not going to do it because it was so loud, but it was like, get up!
It does get super frustrating when you try to go at it nicely at first.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Get up. Time to get up. And then you come back 30 minutes later, and they're still just as dead to the world as they were when you started.
Do you know the difference? And I just realized this while we're talking about this right now. I didn't have that because my mom would try a couple times and then she gone. If you didn't get up, you've missed whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
If you have to go to school, you're going to figure it out. If you didn't get up the first 4 to 5 times, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. But that we also, we had to wake ourselves up for school and stuff. Like, there was no mom coming and waking me up or anything. And that's what gets a little frustrating now, because the kid will wait until someone comes and wakes him up.
Oh, he's
Then he finally gets up, but he's way late and running around and going crazy. But it's like, dude, you are 17. For goodness sakes, get out of bed.
See, the girl she was up no matter what. She had always been a morning person, so she was never an issue. Mm-hmm. The boy
really never.
No.
Wow.
No, I mean, she's usually up no matter what. Like, even when she was back in town from school, she went and spent the night at a friend's house. And I shot her a text, and she's like, I'm up chilling, waiting for people to kind of surface so I can say goodbye. And I was like, okay, cool. But, like, the boy used to, not as much now. He's miraculously healed himself from the inability to hear any alarm. Mm. So he would always be like, you have to give me up, or I can't get up. I sleep through all the alarms.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, dude. That's on you.
Right.
Yeah, but now he's at college and has no one to wake him up, so all of a sudden he can hear them.
His freshman year, I think him and his roommate had an agreement kind of thing, because it was like, will you wake me up when you get up? But I think he's getting better about that now. Like, I think suddenly now he can hear alarms.
Yeah, man. That is just, I can't believe how long they will listen to screaming and hollering. And I almost think maybe they're in on it. Like, when they go to bed, they say, no matter what they do in the morning, don't move, don't get up.
Well, it also makes me wonder, too. It's funny because I've officially at the point where, you know, for the longest time, the whole mission was to put my child to bed and make her asleep, and then I can unwind, and then I will eventually go to bed. And then years later, here I am, like, it's 9. I think I'm going to bed. It's like, you're not even home. Whatever. Just be quiet when you get in, you know, that kind of thing.
You can't believe what time I went to bed last night.
What time?
5:36.
A little later.
6:30.
A little later.
7:05.
Bathily. Because, you know, you don't have to worry about this. I don't know about you, but I'm still on Spectrum. I still have cable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Spectrum and FX broke up, and you can't get, which is going to be a bitch now because the old man is coming back.
Yeah, I
don't know
that.
What I'm going to do. The old man with Jeff Bridges, great show.
I got to rewatch. Oh, yeah. I don't remember a lot.
So when they took FX off of Spectrum, I lost a big part of my life, a big part of
your
everything.
Shows are all on FX.
Well, Family Guy.
Yeah.
Family Guy, I watch, you know, a lot. And when it was on, before they took it away from me, it was a daily thing, you know, sometimes many times a day. Now it's back and it's on at 7:00. So I was like, maybe I'll just hang out and then go up and catch Family Guy in bed. See, you know,
good.
7.
Good luck. So you thought that you would watch in bed when you normally fall asleep watching on the couch.
Yeah. Fell right asleep. I had it on, but I slept through several episodes. But it was on. I got it back. Things are getting back right with life. But yeah, man, shoot. When my daughter was out of town, I was going to bed 8 for sure. 8.
Yeah.
I love it.
When there's no one in the house, it's easier to do that. When there's other people in the house, they're like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
Really?
When you try to do a bed too early.
I just don't care anymore. Like, I'm like, I have nothing to prove by staying up. It's like, I'm tired. I'm going to go lie in bed, look at my phone for about an hour and go to sleep.
That's the worst thing you can do, by the way.
I don't care.
You're supposed to not even have your phone near you.
Now, just out of curiosity, since you said that, is one of the side effects of that that you have a crazy dream that you have throughout the entire night, and you, even though when you wake up, you keep falling back into the dream? Because that happened to me the other night, and it was so frustrating when I woke up. I was like, well, that was disappointing.
Mm.
I had an old work, like a weird work radio dream where I went back to work at an old radio station.
Which one?
HFS. Mm. But everything was different and weird, and I couldn't get things on in time, and stuff wasn't there.
But you kept going back into that scenario when you went back to sleep?
Yeah, every time. But then it would get a little weirder. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Then there was, you know, I can't remember an example.
See, I don't have any consistent patterns like that. You know, I'm always, the water's coming up and I can't get out or I can't find my keys. Those are mine, but I don't have it where I go back into it.
Always end up back in a work. It's always a work dream. So it's either a kitchen one where just super busy, or it's radio and I can't get a song on in time, and it's always, they're always going off the air.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that one many times too. It's always, it's your big break. It's your first day in LA.
I say the name wrong, or
I had one of those the other day where I was supposed to be on afternoons, and it was either LA or New York City. And I was like, I got to be on the air at 3, and then it got to be like 7.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I always like forget what time I'm supposed to be there and just let time go by and be like, oh crap, I'm supposed to be there. But then also mine was similar to Maddie's, where you can't get things on in time, but the room was too big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was running from one side to the other to grab things and like push buttons. And
that sounds like I Love Lucy on the radio.
I just remember being like,
get anything to like be tight.
Like, why can't you guys get your act together at my last station? Everything was, and I was talking about like this one, like I'd gone back there and like, we had it together and everything was in order. What is this place? It's a mess. And
that's the best. All right, listen, what are you going to do about this? I got a problem and I don't know what to do about it. And I've been told by the experts that it can't be helped.
Uh-oh. Burn it with fire.
When I got up to the shore house, walked in the back fence, first thing I saw, kittens everywhere.
Do not burn that with fire.
Kittens everywhere on the back porch.
Feral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kitten colony.
And so I was like, what the hell? And so I ran up, screamed, get out of here. Ran up, stomped all on the back deck, trying to get them to go away. I didn't see the kittens anymore, but I saw a big one. And so we had people over, and one of my cousins is a cat. I'm not going to say crazy cat lady. She has a lot of cats, and she's good with cats.
Yes.
So I was like, hey, can you help me out? I got some tiny kittens. And she basically was like, squee. She was so excited and just bawled all up with excitement. And then after we discussed it a little bit further, she said, oh, I can't do anything with those. They're too big. She's like, if their eyes are already open, I can't unferal them.
She's not wrong.
But can't you still take them somewhere and get them fixed?
You got to catch them.
Yeah. Well, A, you've got to catch them. B, you can't just like say, here, take all these cats and fix them. Like, you're going to have to pay for it and stuff.
I don't want to do that.
See what I mean? The catching them is the harder part.
I know, but this, the.
So what do you do? What do you do with that? Because I wanted to block up where they were running under the porch, but I don't want to be stuck under there. I don't want kitties stranded under there forever. But you also don't want them making that their long-term home either.
No. Well, can't you lure them out with saucers of milk?
Mm.
Like, can't you lure them out with traps and food and whatever, and then once they're out, or do you not, I mean, there's a part of the problem, you don't know how many there actually are.
No, you don't. Uh-uh. And yeah, he's afraid of them getting, some of them getting stuck under there, but also it's just, it's really hard to catch feral cats.
Is it? I mean, like, also, is it because like the town's too small for like animal control kind of thing?
You're funny.
Yeah.
That town, there's always been a cat colony in that town, and they live in the old boats that are sitting up in people's you know, backyards that are out of commission. There's one house there that is absolutely full of them. And I don't want mine to be the next one, but I have no idea what to do.
Well, I mean, what if, okay, just hypothetically, what if you are able to lure them out, capture them, get them into a container, and then maybe take them to those other places?
Here, encourage go meet them. Your friends in the boat.
But that doesn't make any difference because they'll just come back.
Yeah, know? But by then, maybe you can block off the porch.
I got to look online and see if there is a repellent, if there's a cat repellent. A friend of mine told me just pee everywhere, but I don't know if that'll work.
You?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how your neighbors are going to feel about that.
Oh, there's a fence all the way around. I can pee anywhere I want.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't think I'm not. But I don't know if it has any effect on cats or not.
That sucks, too, because it's like I'm all about saving animals and whatever else. But it's like it's hard when it's a case like that where there's so many of these strays.
And you really can't leave them there because they'll just overrun everything.
And it's a small community. So it's not like you could take it like, you know, the animal shelter here, the Guilford County Animal Shelter. It's like, all right. But even then, I don't even think they want cats.
They're not taking them because there was a virus. There was a virus that they weren't taking or giving cats for a while.
And they really don't want the feral ones because they can't rehome them or anything. What are they supposed to do with them?
Well, what am I supposed to do with them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, once you fix them, does that fix some of the feral issues?
No.
Isn't the feral thing like they go just pee a lot?
Oh, no. It's
crazy.
An attitude.
They're just mean.
I have had a wild cat that ended up being okay, but it was never all the way okay.
I had a wild cat that would not let you touch it.
And that's fun.
Well, it had wandered up to our house and it was hanging out outside and we were feeding it. And well, there were like two out there that we were feeding, but this one somehow got into a fight or something and was limping and its leg was infected. So we were able to catch it and I took it to the vet and I was like, okay, I guess I just bought a cat because I paid for, you know, it to get fixed. Yeah. Well, after that, it was like hated us. It lived in our house, but it hated us. It would not let us catch it. It would not let us pet it or anything like that. One time I was going to take it to the vet another time and I tried to catch it and the little thing beat me up. Like it scratched me so bad I couldn't take it.
Yikes. And you know, that's poison. That's that might be, you know.
Cat scratch fever.
What is it called? Toxoplasmosis?
No, I didn't get any toxoplasmosis.
I don't know.
I think that is the name of it. Isn't that the thing with the poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the fingernails, from their claws,
and the
stuff they do, and then they scratch you, and then you get crazy, and you don't know you're crazy, and years later you say, it didn't affect me that way. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you.
Speaking of which, I saw a video the other day of a cat using the toilet, and it was so amazing, but I loved the comment. This is what I always love comment sections. Because the person was filming the cat doing that. And it's like, man, you got this cat willing to do this. And you're going to sit there and film them and not give them any privacy. I was like, man, that is a bold.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm like, look, this cat's being so cool. And you're just not leaving
it
alone.
I had a cat and he never gave me any privacy when I went to the bathroom. No,
that is the truth right there.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, but nah, I'm sure you're not. I'm sure it never affected you.
No, I'm not crazy.
I'm sure everything is cool. But
I've had,
you know, when I learned about that toxoplasmosis, I thought back on people that I've known.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's what that is. That's what it is. They got the cat scratch fever for sure.
Were they all in loincloths?
Just crazy.
Long screaming. Hair.
Had like
guitars. Really good guitar players, though.
And shooting a compound bow.
Stuff
like that out in the woods, screaming.
Yeah. It's real. They have very distinct symptoms.
Very rock and roll.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So, you know, we were in Virginia, and my daughter says, you know, she's coughing, and she's something got to me, something bothering me. Were they smoking a cigar out there? These are the the rowdy knucklehead cousins out in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. I wasn't out there. If they were, I don't know about it. And
they didn't invite me.
I didn't go any further than that at first. I was like, I don't know if they had a cigar or not. They might have. Then the next day, she still got the little, I don't know, something got to me. I said, well, you know, smoking weed is legal in this state. And she's like, definitely wasn't that. I smelled that at school all day.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I was going to say, by this age, she should know weed.
Well, she does, and she has since middle school is what I found out, because they've been smoking it in school.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, why do they let them get away with that? She said, there's too many. There's nothing they can do. Like, between classes, anytime, there's a cloud of pot smoke in the hallways at school.
And most of it comes from the vape pens.
Does that smell the same?
It can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly.
So I've heard.
Either way. I was like, when I was in school, they'd bring the dogs through.
Yeah.
They'd bring the dogs through every so often. And when they weren't bringing them through, they were saying they were going to.
Really?
And keep, yeah.
We didn't.
Oh, they never did that in my school.
I kind of think in high school, I don't know if there weren't that many people actually smoking in the school. Although there was a couple of people smoking cigarettes in the school.
Well, I mean, when I was in school, you could still go across the street and smoke cigarettes.
Smoking lounge.
So I'm sure that they were probably smoking other things over there as
Which is crazy.
That was scandalous.
Isn't that crazy that we used to, I mean, I think our high school had a smoking lounge up until, and it was on campus.
Yeah, it was like, lunchroom is there, library's there, there's a patio here, and the smoking tree is there, and it was well known. That's where the students went to smoke, and it was fine.
Yeah, we didn't have like a courtyard or anything, so, but yeah, it was literally like straight across the side street was where everybody went, so they technically weren't smoking on campus, but they were usually finishing them as they're coming back in school.
Well, you know, the crazy thing, this bizarro world now, I told her when she said she's smelling weed in school all day, and I'm saying, I was just shocked, and why don't they do anything about it? I said, what we used to have was the smell, the super strong smell of cigarettes, because people were in the bathroom smoking them so fast, and there was like 15 people in there hotboxing cigarettes, and that smell would knock you down in the hall. She's like, oh God, that would be awful. That's way worse. No, nobody smokes cigarettes. It's, you know, I was like, what?
Yeah,
what
the no, they don't.
They don't. They don't even smoke cigarettes. Like, if they're going to do anything, they're going to vape. If it's not, like, not a weed vape, but just a regular vape. But I don't think hardly any of them smoke cigarettes. But also, there was the teacher's lounge. They could smoke in the teacher's lounge. So get that when they come out.
Before that, Mr. Owen used to walk the halls smoking cigarettes.
I think it's funny, like, you say that about how your kid called it out or how she knew the smell. And it's like, I do remember there was a time where, like, we had both kids. And, you know, driving around, you catch a whiff of something, they're like, and it's like, and I'm thinking, like, I had already been thinking, I'm like, oh, someone just, you know, is enjoying themselves. And I'm like, gosh.
But they knew.
Shoot, yeah.
Well, the thing is that makes it bizarro world is when we were in that school and the cigarette smoke was so strong. But man, if you ever caught a whiff of weed, it would be like, that's going to be on the news. Like, if anybody was, I remember one time a guy out in front of the Henderson Mall. And you could smell weed, and he was obviously smoking it. And my mouth fell open. We talked about that. Everybody talked about that for weeks, that dude was smoking weed in front of the mall.
It's still crazy to me, too, the idea that I used to think that, I mean, I'm not saying I used to smoke cigarettes, but I might have. Mm. But thinking like I could go smoke in my car and then walk into the house and be like,
and no with it,
like, and, you know, like put a piece of gum in, and I'm like, no one's going to know the difference. Meanwhile, it's like after I quit, you know, years later, if someone smokes a cigarette and walks by me, I'm like, God!
Yeah.
Yeah, you
know?
Smell it immediately.
Yeah.
It's so all it's just you funny, can smell.
Like all those times that you're like, I'm so sneaky. Or maybe, you know, hypothetically, you know, you have a certain lunch period, or you don't have a seventh period class, and maybe some friends and you go drive around somewhere, and maybe something's burning in the car. I don't know. And then you get back to school, and it's like, everything's cool. Everything's normal.
You know, whenever you need to go to your next job, they're going to listen to this.
I think I'm good. I think I've determined that. We had to talk about that. It was like something about drug testing. And I'm like, yeah, I seem to pick careers where it's cool. What are they going to do?
So
there'll be no one left.
Just got a text. What's the girl's name that does y'all's Facebook? Charlie, why? Nothing. I thought she had deleted one of my comments and I was going to call her out by name. But I'm not. Turns out she didn't delete it. So there you go.
Okay, great.
You won't be called out by name.
I'm glad.
Whew, that was close.
Know that.
That was close.
Who's that from?
CT, the one that had the picture of the Bigfoot print.
Gotcha.
The guy who his living right now is driftwood. He collects driftwood, sells
Gotcha.
Y'all remember CT?
No, I don't remember you talking about him, but I'm just saying.
You saw the picture.
I want to know what he thought got deleted.
I don't know. But
if he did, it was probably something political that didn't need to be on the post.
Oh, do we need to make our... Wait, should we use this as our platform for our yearly that we don't have any control over the political ads that run on our station?
No,
this would have just been... Something that was supposed to be funny, but then they commented something political that had really nothing to do with the funny meme.
I have noticed you put up every once in a while. It's like, you know, what's your five, you know, or what's
nothing political.
Yeah. What's your top five favorite smells? Nothing political and don't be nasty and gross.
So there's this place in Greensboro and I've tried to go there. We may have spoken about this before. It's called Kim's Cafe.
Yes.
With a K. And... it's next to my haircut lady, my beautiful haircut.
Oh, is it
lady.
Really?
Yeah.
And have you ever eaten
I saw
there?
That story.
Oh, well, here's the thing. You can't. I tried many, many times to eat there. She either wasn't there or she was out of a lot of things and told me not to come. And then it got to the point where you have to order online and sit in your car and she brings the food out to you. You can't eat in there as far as I know.
But you couldn't even get to-go food.
And for a while, it was real shaky about even getting to-go food.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can't go in there. I've tried so many times to eat there. Well, now her dress code has even made it onto the news.
I saw that. Yeah.
Has it made national news?
I don't know about that. But my haircut lady sent me the screenshot of it.
It's like written all over the door, but like a crazy person.
Hey, chill, man. That's,
okay. Like a... What? No.
Well, okay.
So I'm not talking about your haircut, lady.
She's got a very strict dress code
for
those who don't know the story.
Yeah, it's written in like brightly colored marker on the dang windows.
Like kind you use to write on a car.
Yeah. Like when you're celebrating your senior.
This dress code has been in place all summer, and we ask that people respect our dress code as they do everyone else business. God is blessing this business. Thank you. People are not leaving anything for the imagination. Much nowadays, so our dress code is strict. Kim's Cafe dress code stands. No shorts, no crop tops, no leggings, no T-straps. What's a T-strap? Is that the back of your...
I think it's a whale tail.
That's your thong. No short shorts, no skimpy clothes of any kind, no cleavage showing, no white T-shirts. Thank you. And it's blown up. It's gone viral. My daughter was talking about it last week. Because her friends were passing that around. I was like, oh, yeah, I know about that. That's that place. And she's like, what?
So but then now, you said that people can't even go in there. So why does that even...
That's what I said to my sweet haircut lady. I was like, why do you need a dress code to sit in your car? Now, here's the latest. This Friday, they're organizing a thing in protest of this. 150 people are signed up to do what they call a slut walk. At this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to walk around in their band clothing. But
well, the backstory on this that I keep reading is people say that her husband or someone else who works there can't keep their eyes to themselves. And that's why she decided to make this very
serious. It was
specific dress code for mostly for women.
That's interesting because I've never seen another soul come or go. She's the only person that I've ever encountered anywhere near there.
Well, like you said, if it's just a place where you go and she brings your order to your car, what does it matter what you're wearing? I could be in my pajamas.
I mean, how is this business?
Well, how big are the pajamas?
Well, they have T-straps.
All right.
And
now you're talking.
Cleavage showing.
Yes, my crop top.
Crop top.
Jammies.
All right, now you're talking. Now we got pajamas. Well, what you said is so interesting that it's because of she's got a husband who has eyes. Because one of my daughter's friends is lifeguard at one of the pools. And she went to the management and said that those girl lifeguards need to be wearing shorts and not have their butts hanging out. Because she didn't want her husband staring at that the whole time.
That same lady?
No. This is different.
It's a difference. Oh, okay.
A whole different scenario. But yeah, it's a jealous thing.
I appreciate when it's the girl, as the father of a girl, it's that same thing, like, tell your girl to dress more appropriate because people keep, you know. Like,
well, because my husband can't keep his eyes to himself.
Right. No, that's not everybody's
a him
problem.
Yeah.
Yes,
100%
you're right. But I do, I'm still so naive. My daughter's basically a grown woman now. I'm still so naive that when she's being looked at, I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't have that ready yet in my brain, and she'll tell me, God, that guy was staring. I was like, what? You know?
Come, really?
Yeah.
I think you would notice that immediately.
I mean,
of you of all people too, I feel like you would have been hypervigilant and almost to the point where she's having to talk you down because like, did you see what that guy was doing?
Dang, I just missed a phone call. That could have been the big break we've been looking for.
I was probably
Mark.
336-373-0987 is our number. And we got this cool new thing on the app. If you have the Odyssey app, you can go in there and find it. How do you find it? Give us the quick version.
All right, quick version. You log into the...
Open the app.
Jesus, he's already off track.
Well, I know. I'm trying to think of the right thing.
Just like, say
you,
it.
Okay, you get the Odyssey app. Okay. Search 98.7 Simon. You got to log into your account. Have an account with there. And if you're logged in, you'll see a little microphone. You hit the microphone. It'll say, hey, do you want to record a message? And you do, and you get 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Stop,
that's cool. And it sounds
good. But you
good.
Have to be logged in. That's the thing.
See, mine won't even let me log in.
I'm logged
this
in.
This is what
there's
I got.
There's a microphone.
Well, that's also you. It can't send you anything.
Oh, there it is. Right there. There's the microphone. Right beside the live button.
Maybe
right
screenshot
beside the live
that.
Button, everybody.
Put it somewhere.
Uh-huh. Get in there. Oh, yeah, screenshot that.
God, I'm tired of sending you things.
Screenshot that and put that on Facebook so people figure it out.
How many times do I send stuff and you're like, yeah, I got it, no problem. He's like, it didn't work. Doesn't work.
Whatever you're doing wrong, don't blame me.
Well,
because it works for her.
Well, you guys are weird like that with your weird stuff you do.
Yeah, we're like that weird new technology that we understand.
Yeah, he'll send me a video and like, ha, ha, ha. And I go and look and there's nothing there.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah. And then I send it to her and she's like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. Next time you send me something, I'm going to go, oh, hey, I love that. That was great. I won't even tell you anymore.
I can't win.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's much
better.
Oh,
I love that. Thank you for sending me that. That was so much fun. That made my day. So, yeah, I got a plan now.
So, anyway, yeah, just go to the app and log
in. So, here's what I hear you say.
Yeah.
If you have the Odyssey app, good. If you don't get it.
Yes.
Then you
it's
go,
free.
Then you go into the free Odyssey app.
Yes.
And you search for 98.7 Simon. That's our
us.
Radio station.
Yes. There's multiple stations, and so you have to look up ours.
You have to find 98. Is it 98.7 Simon or WSMW?
98.7
Simon.
Yeah.
Okay, you find that. Now, am I logged into my account yet?
No,
well,
you
have to be logged into your account to use it anyway.
Christ!
Okay. Stop making it extra complicated.
Well, I don't know.
You have to log in. To use it.
So if you find out how to do this, if you crack the code, the Da Vinci code, and you somehow reverse engineer that thing, send us a message because it sounds good. We'll put you on the radio. You can request a song for Bet You Won't Play
It
Friday.
Y'all making it way more complicated than it has to be.
It's complicated.
It's not complicated.
Hold on. How many words is that?
Get the app.
Four words. Complicated.
Remember when we had an app, it was just us?
Yes!
And just say, go download our app.
Anyhow.
Well, that's what we get being owned by a giant corporation.
And we love it.
Yeah,
we love you guys.
We
love this giant corporation. Sometimes you guys just don't know when to stop. But we love you. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. Not you. You. No, not us. But hey, seriously, folks. If you want to, send us that app message when you figure it out. If you don't figure it out, call 336-373-0987. You can use that app to listen to us, I understand, if you're logged
in. Yes, you can.
Or you can win contests sometimes.
Gee whiz. Go to 987simon.com. It's a whole lot quicker and easier, too. While you're figuring the other one out so you can listen to us. Charlie, what's your final thought?
What time is it? I think it's 2 in the afternoon? Time to go to bed.
Nice. Oh, I'm all jealous. What's yours?
I guess kids today smell like weed.
All right, next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. This is Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.